Welcome to the 10X Handyman Podcast. So today I'm going to talk about how to realize the different stages, the different seasons of your business in the handyman business, because a lot of people think that you get into business and it just automatically skyrockets, but that's not what business is all about. So today I'm talking about the 10 stages, the different seasons, the life cycle of a handyman business.
About the 10 stages of the life cycle of a business. So fall was last week on Friday or Saturday it began, right? At sundown. Was anybody surprised out there by fall? No, because you know it's a season in life. There's four seasons every year. Are you ever surprised when it turns to 120 degrees in the state of Texas in mid-July and you walk outside and it fries your skin? No, because it happens every single year. Are you surprised in January or February when it gets down in the 30s or 40s? Some of you, it might snow. No, because you know that's what happens during winter. Are you surprised when it rains in the fall or the spring? No, because you know that's going to happen in that season of that year. It's the same with business. There's seasons. People expect their business to take off like crazy, like wildfire, and continue to grow. But there's actually seasons to a business just like there are in life. Now, the first stage in business is the inception and the birth of your baby. It is that moment that the idea actually comes to life. And it's born, and it's a beautiful baby. I should have had a baby to show you guys, but I don't want to bring one of those in here. But the next stage is infancy. This is you, Inc. This is where you're the one doing the majority of the business. You're running the books. You're out there advertising. You might even be doing the work in the very beginning. It is you. You're packing the boxes. You're sending out the shipment. You are doing everything yourself. Now, the interesting thing about that is you then graduate to toddlerhood. This is when you start to hire a person. You might have your first employee. That's the next season of life. And for you to continue to grow, you will then become a teenager. This is called crisis by management. You have a couple of employees, you start making some really good money, but instead of solving issues, maybe you're throwing money at the issues instead of really solving the problem at hand. So you might be driving along and crash into something as a teenager in business. That's normal. It is normal because these are the different seasons in business, just like the seasons in life. Are you ever surprised when you do have an infant and they're going into toddlerhood and they're walking along and or they're starting to walk and they've been trying to walk for a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months? Do you ever go, my kid's not a walker, and just give up on them? No, you don't. You know your kid's going to eventually walk, right? And you keep trying and trying and trying until it happens. It's like that in the seasons of business. So when you start to drive, usually teenagers have some sort of minor crash or something like that. You're going to do it in business too. So you'll be driving along in business and hiccups start to happen. The bigger you get, the more problems that you get. Those are actually gifts in disguise. And remember, we talked about the three different kinds of problems the other day: normal, abnormal, and pathological. Those are things that kind of help you gauge your business and what season of business you're in. If cash flow is an issue in these phases, that's a normal problem. because if you have a product, you've got to get more inventory to sell more inventory to send out. So keeping ahead of that cash flow issue might be an issue in the beginning stages of your business. Here's the interesting one that comes next. Young adulthood. You're beginning to have an atmosphere at your business. You're starting to put systems in place to have things run a little bit more smoothly. You've got a management team that's really starting to take a flow in the business. So that is what young adulthood looks like. And you just keep growing. And here's the place that you really want to stay at. This is the zone of maximization. This is when your business starts to have, I don't spell very good, maximization. This is actually the maturity of your business. So you want to stay in that zone for as long as you can. This is where you really start reaping the rewards. Maybe you start getting some of that time, which is the reason you got into business, is freedom, flexibility, and money. You start getting those rewards. You turn over your issues to your management team. They take care of it. Problems do come about, but you take care of them. Now, cash flow is not a problem in the zone of maximization. During that mature period, this is when you start reaping some of those rewards from being in business. It takes a while to get there. Usually an overnight success takes about 15 years. So it takes time to get there. You're not going to make it there in 2 or 3 months. You're not going to make it there usually within a year, 2 years. And overnight success takes about 15 years. And you want to get into this zone and stay in the zone. But here's the thing. You start making all this money. You get to sit back a little bit and a hiccup comes up. And you decide to not really deal with that hiccup. So what can happen next in business? A midlife crisis. This is where maybe a head person in your management team's leads and you don't have anybody to replace them. You'll start to decline. A company that did this, they were in the zone and they got rid of their innovator. Maybe the founder leaves the company or passes away or takes on a different role. Nike's done this many times. Also, Apple has done this. This happened in the 1990s, I believe, with Apple. I don't know the exact date, but it's when they brought in the CEO from Pepsi Cola and he fired one of the founders, Steve Jobs. So they started having a midlife crisis when they got rid of their innovation. And Apple was actually declining so much that it started to actually age. When it started to age, they realized, thank God, that they needed to bring somebody else back in, and that somebody else was Steve Jobs, and he became the CEO once again. So when they brought the innovation back, they were actually able to take it back to the zone of maturity. Now, what they did was they totally changed their business plan. In the beginning, Apple was a computer company. When Steve Jobs came back, they actually became a what? Anybody out there know what it was? A music company. He loved having music accessible in his pocket, and that's when the iPod was born. Apple has again aged again, and then they brought in the iPhone. They started to age again. They brought in the iPad, the iPhone. You can see that they continually go back to that zone, which is where you want to stay. So that's the interesting thing about the seasons is you don't necessarily have to go all the way to the bottom, which you don't want to, but you want to go back to that zone of maximization. You want that prime kind of thing to happen in your business. The next one is institutionalization. That is a long word. I'll just put that there. So what institutionalization is that everybody's left. There's no real vision. It is basically back to you, Inc., and it's hard to carry on. There's no innovation. So people just continue, and they let their company go to death, unfortunately. Kinko's did that. So many companies. Johnny Carino's did that recently. Also, some big players that are doing it, JCPenney, Sears, Kmart, they are all heading towards the death of their company. There's just a few of them left. They left that zone, and they couldn't keep up. JCPenney, Sears, Montgomery Ward's died. It was a huge company back in the day. There's so many companies that have died. The interesting thing is they had innovation. Could they become another Amazon? I don't know. But maybe they need some, they definitely need some of that innovation, some young blood to come into their company, because the way that they used to do business is no longer relevant. You have to keep up with your customers, and their customers are young and savvy. They're not buying out of catalogs or stores anymore. So they need to keep ahead of who their real customer is and be where they want them to be. So what stage of business are you in? If you're starting a midlife crisis, you know, you've got to buy you that car that has no roof and just drive around and let your hair flow, and you're 60. Maybe you need to think about innovating your business. That was a metaphor. I hope you got it. But you want to get that innovation back in your business so you can take it back into the prime. And one thing about MBA is when you get us, you get a team of people that have multiple years of experience.
So that is the 10 stages of a life cycle of a business. So when you get into business, it is normal to have cash flow problems. Even as a teenager, it's normal to have people quitting and having to hire new people. It is not normal when you're in that zone of maximization to have cash flow problems, employee problems, and management problems. So it's good to know the different stages, the different seasons of business, so you can track your business. Once you know better, you do better in your handyman business. You guys have an amazing day, and thanks for joining us for 10X Handyman.